Congratulations, belatedly a little bit, on being named as North Texas SC head coach.
Thank you very much.
How do you feel about it? How do you feel about it?
Honored, privileged, happy, all of those things rolled into one. It's obviously a very prestigious position to be in at our club, and just very excited to be here. So we're gonna run with it for sure.
That's great. Well, I kind of want to start from the beginning. Just, I know we spoke last season as with interim role, but since it was interim, it was kind of, you asked questions, but things were in flux in a lot of ways, but now that things are settling down, we just want to give fans and others a chance just to know you a little bit more and maybe just start from the beginning. I know you grew up in Wales, a native Wales. How important was soccer part of your life growing up?
Extremely. I grew up in South Wales, where football and rugby is a big part of the culture and your life. And, I had the privilege of being around many football players and rugby players, and I think it shaped me tremendously as an athlete growing up, and I think the mentality to be a coach moving forward. So I never forget my roots, and my family is still in Wales, and spend as much time as I possibly can there, and speaking to them as much as possible, and holding on to my roots, because it's a really important part of me. So
that's great. Well, did you have a favorite team growing up that you watch and you still follow?
Yeah, we're big Manchester United fans. My dad actually took me to my first game when I was 18 months old. So I didn't think I had much opportunity of supporting anybody else. But certainly we're big Manchester United fans, and that's been a big part of our life too. And unfortunately, the last few years has been a little rough, but we're lifelong fans, and we'll stick with it through the thick and thin. So we'll hold on to all those Premier League trophies that most clubs don't have, though.
Yeah. When was the moment that the door to coaching sort of opened for you, or you were drawn to coaching specifically?
Well, I think as a player, I always kind of looked at the game analytically, if you like. I was always thinking about, what's next, what's ahead, how can I do this? How can we do that? When I came to the States initially to play in college, right away, our English coach, he had a club and basically gave me a team right away. And I was making $260 a month. And it was certainly something that I needed to support myself. But, the coaching side of it was something that I enjoyed right away. I was only coaching players maybe 4 or 5 years younger than me. And, it's definitely a baptism of fire and dealing with, players and parents and all of that good stuff. And, just from that moment, I was probably 19 and a half, not even 20 years old, and I'm coaching and playing and I'm just loving it. Just, just being involved in the game, 24 hours a day, so that was the start. And, essentially it was, I was then coaching, high school age kids. I was in it deeply. I was still playing. And when I first came to Dallas, I got right involved in the club scene. And from there, I was just fortunate to be around some of the top teams in the area, some of the top clubs, learned a lot from a lot of different coaches and kind of how things worked. Coaching in the Dallas Metroplex is a little bit of coaching in the Wild West, and it's a little crazy, but I certainly learned an awful lot. And, I think that foundation has allowed me to progress and keep moving forward. So
how did you, so you're sharing a little bit about kind of how you came to the States and everything, but then how did you end up coaching in Flower Mound at Marcus High School?
So I was a training player with the Dallas Burn at the time. I was playing in the USL with the Texas Toros, which was kind of the farm team or the reserve team, if you like, for the Dallas Burn at the time. There was several high profile professionals with FC Dallas, international players, Leonel Alvarez, Zorko Rodriguez, and many of those guys that were filling the international spots within the club. And back in the day, MLS didn't have as many open spots. So I was a little bit just waiting my time, and I was playing in the USL and enjoying that. I was captain of the Texas Toros team and really enjoyed my time there. We had some really, really good players. You know, back in the day in 1999, not playing in Major League Soccer and playing in the lower leagues was an experience, I can tell you. I do remember a 24-hour trip on the bus to Raleigh, North Carolina, that I'll never forget. But I think we arrived at 7 o'clock and kicked off at 7:30, played the game, and then traveled back to Dallas that same night. So wow. Those were the days that... So now when our players complain about, you know, travel conditions, this, that, and the other, I don't listen to them for 1 second. But, you know, it was a strange time because, again, I was playing, I was trying to, you know, break into the league and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, an English guy that I knew back from club soccer, he was coaching the boys team at Marcus High School in Flower Mound. And he just mentioned to me, hey, I'm going to be moving over to the girls' side and the boys' side is going to become open. And is this something you want to do? And it was definitely something that interested me right away because I knew there was a lot of talent in Flower Mound in that area at Marcus High School. And I interviewed for the job. They gave me the job. And then it was kind of like, you know, it was difficult to manage both of playing and coaching full time and being in the education system. So I essentially kind of pushed the playing side a little bit to the side. I did a little bit of part-time stuff, but I started focusing on the coaching, and that's when I really, you know, feel that I learned my craft. I was 25 years old as a head coach at Marcus High School, and I was coaching obviously 18-year-olds who, as high school seniors, they think they know more than anybody anyway. So it was a real, again, challenge for me, but that was the start for me. And you know, I spent a long time at Marcus in Flower Mound. And one of the reasons people ask me all the time, you know, why did you stay coaching high school for so long? And honestly, it was because I loved it. I loved the program we built, the school that we were representing, the area we were representing. It was important to me. And I think that we established something quite unique there. We won 2 state championships. We won a national championship. I had a couple of players that were state Gatorade Player of the Year, things like that. We had several players that became professional players. And it was just a really neat environment that I enjoyed. And then, you know, when I felt that the club situation was a little bit more secure when I moved to FC Dallas, then that's when I started to focus a little bit more on, you know, developing through the FC Dallas system. You know, I started with just club teams. Coaching in the Classic League, then moving into the academy, coaching the young teams in the academy, and then fortunately got moved into spending some time with the first team as a volunteer more than anything, just getting to know how things worked, you know, the standards, the expectation, and what the club meant to people around here. And, you know, I was fortunate to get promoted to the 19s. And then a couple of years ago, I was promoted to the second team as the assistant. And then, as we know, then the change was made in the middle of last year where I became head coach as an interim. And then, fortunately, the club felt that I was doing a good job and they want me to be the guy to bridge the gap between, you know, the academy and the first team. And I think I have a lot of experience at the club. I'm with people of this age, and I'm thoroughly enjoying where I'm at the moment.
That's great. That's awesome. And I wasn't aware of the Dallas Burn roots. That's really cool. You know, as you spent a lot of time, as you said, with young players, you love high school coaching, as you said. I mean, what sort of energizes you and keeps you going in that work? What makes it so exciting to work with young players? Because I know not every coach does.
Yeah. You know, we're dealing with, you know, elite young players here at FC Dallas and North Texas Soccer Club. And, you know, I certainly feel as a coach that I'm able to impact and progress elite players to move forward. And I think the joy and the pleasure of seeing players progress is something that I've always enjoyed from, you know, my young days of coaching, from, you know, all the years of coaching players to see them progressing to the next level has been something that I really enjoy. You know, and with that, you know, I enjoy to win also, you know, and I enjoy being in an environment where it's competitive. We are squeezing, we're pushing, we're forcing, we're demanding, we're trying to get the best out of young people. And it's just, you know, the enjoyment of seeing them progress, like a Thomas Pondecker signing a first team deal, you know, mm-hmm. Carl Sonte training with the first team at the moment, getting himself close to a deal. You know, these young players that, you know, I remember coaching Paxton Pomacall as an under 11 in the Classic League, and to be able to see him do what he's doing now with the first team and progress, it's just, it really is something that I enjoy, and I enjoy being part of these kids' development. So, you know, I certainly have aspirations to coach in MLS. I'm not afraid to say that. I feel that I have tools and ability to do that. But again, it's the time now is for me to focus on North Texas Soccer Club, you know, and I certainly will give that 100% dedication and try to get these guys from through me into Nico or in with the first team, because ultimately that's what my job is. And along the way, let's push to see how much we can win also.
Just looking ahead then to this North Texas season, obviously last year was not a tough, was a tough year. It did not go the way that folks wanted it to go. You know, the team showed, of course, a lot of talent, a lot of fight, but also plenty of mistakes. Mm-hmm. So as you've been working through preseason, you've been building this roster, how do you plan to correct some of those defensive errors and kind of turn the page and start in the direction you want this team to be headed?
Well, I think, you know, leadership and coaching and pushing a team forward is about learning from your mistakes. So we're certainly going to remember some of the things that put us in some bad spots, but it's definitely something we're not going to dwell on. It's not something that we're going to continue to remind people, because most of our roster is very different than it was last year. You know, the team is going to look very different. There are going to be some familiar faces, but for the most part, it's going to be a new refresh roster. And I'm certainly not going to burden that group with things that went wrong last year. But it is certainly something we'll remember. It's something we want to focus on. And I feel that, you know, being a team that wants the ball, they want to play, they want to express themselves, you know, and the very nature of young people is making mistakes. You know, that's what young people do. And hopefully they learn from those mistakes quickly. So I'm certainly not here to tell you and tell anybody that this team is going to be better than last year in terms of the mistakes. We're going to continue to make mistakes, but we want to try and learn from last year and not make those critical errors that essentially cost us some games. We as a staff and as a group, we certainly want to learn from those mistakes, but it's not something that we want to dwell on, and it's not something we want to burden the young players with, where they think that, you know, we're going to continue making those same mistakes because we're trying to do some of the same things as we did last year. Because look, at the end of the day, in order for us to get players from the seat that we're in right now to the next seat with the first team, you have to be creative, you have to be brave, you have to want the ball, and you have to want to build and play just like the first team do. So it's something we'll continue to work on. But again, it's something we feel strongly that the players will be in a better spot than what they were last year.
Will you be employing tactics like similar to the first team this year, with, like, you know, five in the back row, three center backs?
Yeah, I think, you know, absolutely. I think that, you know, when you're in a club, when you're in a professional environment, you know, the tactics from the bottom to the top need to be similar. You know, they're obviously not going to be exactly the same, because you have different personnel, you have different types of players. We try to bring players in that are very similar, but I think that we're smart and intelligent enough to know that, you know, things aren't going to be exactly the same, but things are going to be similar. Players are going to know exactly what the tactics are with the first team, and they're going to have repetitions with that with us. But you might see some tweaks. You might see a little different wrinkle in kind of how we try and do things. But for the most part, you know, I'm in communication daily with Nico. We spend time looking at the game together. We spend time looking at training and how we want to do things. So there will certainly be some similarities. But, you know, as with any young team, you know, and a team that's aspiring to get to the next level, you're probably going to have some sequences or some wrinkles that are slightly different to the first team.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's the kind of the challenge of North Texas. I mean, as you're talking, it's a team that has multiple roles. You're both, you know, you're developing some young players to get them to know the FC Dallas system and the way that the first team might want them to play. So there might be first team players in your mix. You might have young loanees that are getting a look at the FC Dallas system and whether they're a long-term project here or as well as, you know, giving these guys experience. And then you're also trying to win as well. You're not certainly not, you know, wanting to go out and lose every game. So it's a lot of competing things. So how do you plan to balance all of that, all of those demands?
Well, I mean, it is a challenge. It is a melting pot, if you like, because again, as you stated, that we do have first team signed players that come play with us. Sometimes they don't train with us. Sometimes they train with us. We have academy kids that we're trying to bleed into the professional environment. And then we have new players that we've signed that have not come from the FC Dallas Academy or the FC Dallas way. So it's a challenge, you know, it really is. But you know, this is what my job is. My job is a challenge and I enjoy the challenge. The balance between developing players and winning and being successful is a difficult one, but it's something that I embrace and it's something that I want young players to understand that, you know, we're not, again, I've said this before that, you know, we're not just here to develop players. We're here to develop players and to develop winners. And, you know, I don't think there's too many high level professional players that don't have a winning background or a winning mentality, and that's something that we want to drive into our players, because, you know, in all honesty, every kid that we have wants to go win a game, you know, so we're not going to forget that. We're going to drive it, we're going to push it, and within that we're going to give players an opportunity to express themselves and develop as young players to become MLS players or players in Europe or international players, whatever the case may be. I mean, there's not just one pathway. And that's the beauty of the spot that I'm in. And that's what I'm enjoying so much, dealing with so many different moving parts. You know, I've been a coach of multiple teams before. I've been a director of coaching in the youth club, that you're dealing with a million one different things. So the fact that I'm able to focus on one specific group, but have a million things going on within that group is something that's not new to me and something that I enjoy. So it's a great project.
How do you feel about, you know, just a couple more questions here. How do you feel about FC Dallas's overall investment in North Texas in this roster? Do you feel like that you know, the pieces are coming together? Are you hoping there's some more players that are on the way?
No, it's been amazing. From, you know, dealing with Dan on a consistent basis, dealing with Andre every day, talking to Leo. I was heavily involved in the college process, you know, with Logan and Matt and Turner that we drafted. I've been heavily involved in bringing, you know, Nico Gordon, bringing Abdul Zane, Pedrinho, all of those guys into the roster. And one of the things that I'm enjoying more than anything is the teamwork behind, you know, the show, if you like. You know, I mean, the way that we discuss things, the way we do things, the way that we analyze what we need, what we want, what we're looking for, has really been a joy. I've really enjoyed it. And the investment has been incredible. I mean, I think we have more players signed this year than we've ever had in the past. I feel the club are listening to my needs and my wants and my wishes. You know, Matt Denny has been instrumental in working with me and working alongside me. And again, I just feel that the club have a true sense of what this second team is. And what it means to the club. And I can certainly feel that it's really important. And, you know, I certainly understand the position that I'm in and the seat that I'm in, that this is an important part of the bus. And I assure you that I'll be given 100% in every aspect that I can do. That includes, you know, bringing players in, working with players, dealing with first team players coming down from the first team to us. You know, one of the things that I enjoyed, you know, really a lot last year was, you know, the likes of Mulato and the likes of those guys who came down from the first team and played and gave me 120%. It was incredible, you know, and I'm going to have the same this year. Isaiah Parker is back with us. You know, he was on loan at San Antonio last year. He's a first team player. Malik Scott was a first team signed player. He's going to spend time with us. Tariq Scott is coming back from injury. All these guys are coming in and their attitude has been absolutely fantastic because I think they know how important this is to me and how important this is to the club, and they don't miss a beat. So it's been a great team effort so far, and it will continue to be that way.
A last question, just, you know, regardless of what happens on the field and off the field in training, I know there's a lot that will happen. There'll be the grind over the course of the season. I mean, what do you want your players to see from you as a coach, that when they look back and they say, this is who Coach Gall was to me, what do you want them to see, to remember?
I feel 100% convinced that they will see somebody that's obsessed with the game, obsessed with the grind, obsessed with pushing people forward, being successful, trying to do the best that we possibly can on a consistent basis. They're not going to see somebody that differs from day to day. It's I'm in with both feet. You know, I roll my sleeves up, I pull my socks up, and we're going, you know, and I want players to know that that's what the standard is. That's what the expectation is. I feel comfortable that I've already been to relay that in the 9 games of last season and already in preseason this year, that we're going to be a team that's not going to give up. We're not going to quit. We're going to push. We're going to force. And we're going to be obsessed with pushing forward. So we have a bunch of guys who I can feel they want that. They love it. They desire that. And I'm going to give it to them 100%. So.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and appreciate it. And of course, we'll be chatting throughout the season as things go. Yeah.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.